Correcting an Error, the Stamp Collecting Report. I'm Lloyd DeVries. Imagine winning a lottery and then the commission decides to print a whole bunch of winning tickets, making yours worthless. That's sort of what happened to collector Leonard Sherman 43 years ago. He bought a sheet of the U.S. Dag Hammarskjöld stamp and realized the background was upside down. But before he could capitalize on his find, the post office printed millions more with the mistake on purpose. So Sherman gave his sheet to the American Philatelic Society, which now may sell some of the stamps.
The stamps themselves, I think, will mean much more if a quantity of them is available to collectors.
APS Executive Director Bob Lamb says any stamp sold would be accompanied by a certificate of authenticity. Scott Catalog Editor Jim Kletzel thinks they'll fetch a pretty penny.
My conservative guess would be a minimum of $10,000 apiece.
By the way, it's now against the law for the post office to purposely devalue someone's discovery of an error like that. And that's stamp collecting this week. I'm Lloyd DeVries, CBS News.